With no incumbent in office, the battle over the 12-state Senate district is focused on taxes, spending, and the role of government. Republican Tom Tiffany made his case succinctly at a Wisconsin Public Radio debate.
Less is more. No tax increases, less regulation, less litigation gives us all more. Spend that revenue more wisely. The taxpayers are tapped here in Wisconsin. We have tightened our belts. State government has to do the same.
Democrat Jim Holprin says he, too, is a friend of the taxpayer. But he says taxes are down on the list for small businesses in the district.
As I talk to business people here in northern Wisconsin, it's not the tax load that concerns them primarily at all. Roads to get their products to market, broadband and high-speed internet so they can communicate like 21st century businesses should. And they're looking for good education systems in the communities where they're located.
On the subject of education, Holprin wants to increase the amount of state aid to schools to take the strain off of local property taxes. Tiffany favors a property tax freeze and wants the public schools to cut costs.
We have to reduce mandates on local units of government and school boards if we're going to get control of costs in our educational system, if we're going to more effectively fund education.
Well, for a guy who doesn't like mandates, he's certainly willing to put revenue limits and other limits on property taxes. I mean, that's the only real freedom that school boards have.
And while Tiffany says there is waste that can be cut in the state budget, Holprin says he's being misleading on specifics.
We're funding pork barrel things like hockey rinks for Green Bay and Eau Claire, a subsidy for a privately owned daycare center, building a hotel for the UW system in Madison. There's waste in that state government budget.
It's easy to talk about a hockey rink in Green Bay and cutting services, but to be really responsible and to be serious about it, you have to get at the big five programs that drive 80% of the cost of government in this state.
Tom, where would you make cuts in those big five
programs? And I think they need to set priorities. As a small businessman, that's exactly what I've done.
Tiffany runs a cruise service on the Wisconsin River in Rhinelander, and he says he wants to protect other small businessmen who make a living on recreation by keeping Governor Jim Doyle from enacting a statewide smoking ban.
I will not support a smoking ban, and primarily because of the property rights issue. But also, you know, you take a look at the casinos here in northern Wisconsin. They're exempted from that.
Holprin points to his years as Wisconsin State Tourism Director and his efforts to help businesses that depend on recreation. He would support a smoking ban, but only if it comes with guarantees.
I'll support a delay on implementation, for example. I'll support some separate areas for smokers, for small business. I'll support some other amendments to that ban, but in the end, I'll vote to pass it.
The smoking ban is not a new controversy for the 12th Senate District. Former State Senator Roger Breske, a Democrat, opposed his own governor on the ban before he resigned to become railroad commissioner. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.